All right, it's 5 o'clock. We can open it again. All right, so basketball check-in real quick. Money is still coming in slowly, but it's still coming in. I've been hearing games have been going well, and we haven't had any major issues brought to our attention other than the one, which I don't know if you guys saw. I did get that corrected when on the 31st when the girls were supposed to play High Park back-to-back. They are not anymore. You guys will be playing in between them now to get that. So that's all solved. End of the year, you had that. Do you have that stuff?
I just need the list of the sixth graders' names. Sixth graders, okay. And then I'll, but I think it's going to be probably around 200. So okay. I don't know if the select board wants to approve that. Or
I do have them on the agenda, EMU Sports on the agenda tomorrow night just to touch base with them about concessions and stuff like that. Perfect. So I can bring that up. So you think it's about $200?
Yeah, I can actually, what I'll do if we're going to meet with them tomorrow is I'll put it in Etsy. I just won't order it so that way we have an exact.
Yeah, so yeah, and I can get you the names tonight. When I go home, I have it broke down somewhere.
Yeah, no problem.
Somewhere in my computer, it is broke down.
What time should I be here tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, probably, let's say 7, because there's something coming in before that.
No problem.
I'm already dreading.
What's tomorrow?
Select board meeting.
And then, so there is a meeting for baseball, softball tomorrow night. Unfortunately, I can't be there. It is at 7. It's a Zoom. So, but someone needs to be there for us to be registered.
I can't be in two places.
I know. Which I'm fine with just talking with the select board about whatever we need to talk about, since I'll already be here because I have to be here. So if you can, I can get you the names and you can just email me the photo.
I don't mind talking with Eric about what I want to talk about and hear what they say about concessions.
Okay. Because Eric said that someone really should be there tomorrow night. Because it is basically with quick discussion with him, we do have to have sign-ups out by the end of this month.
Okay.
So, it is pretty important that someone at least be there to hear everything that's going on. Like I told him, I was like, if you cannot schedule them on Tuesdays, that would be great. Because most of the time I'm at a select board meeting, so I cannot do that. So, he said he would work on that. So, we just need to get that worked on because, like I said, I've spent the last hour trying to work on Stack Sports and getting things set up.
What are we doing on the meeting? Just listening to...
You just have to listen to whatever they say and take notes, and then we'll have a meeting, maybe not next week, the week after, and just discuss what they said. Because it basically is going to tell us how to set up games and all of that fun jazz.
I don't foresee it being any, like, decision-making as much as it's just, like, they're going
to
walk through what they're
saying. Yes, informational.
You'll take notes. They'll basically, from what I talked with Eric a little bit, they're going to tell us how to schedule games with everyone and about all of that. So.
And that shouldn't even be that hard because I think it's going to be done through Stack
Sport. Yeah, we can do schedules through Stack Sport and stuff like that. It's just figuring out who has teams and stuff like that. So once we have numbers, it'll be easier.
Right, so if they ask about numbers, we don't necessarily have them other than we have people who are interested in enough to form teams.
Yes, I think so for everything except for softball. I think softball is going to be the one that if you won. But also with talking with Eric, we'll probably just combine Eden and High Park again.
I don't mind writing up a quick little cheat sheet of that information for whoever wants to attend it either. You know.
Yeah. And the login information is right in the Eden U Sports email. Eric emailed it to us, so it's right there.
I can send it to you via text if you're going to be the one to do it. Email stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably somewhere way down.
No, I've been keeping it pretty well deleted.
Cool.
So it's still on like the first page for right now. Have we got down into the shed to see?
Yeah, we looked at it. We had one usable baseball catcher set.
Okay.
Me and Trevor went down and looked at all this stuff. I got a gonna pull it. When was that?
We're gonna pull pictures of it. How was it,
Dan? After school. The bass look good.
Okay.
We're gonna need some balls probably.
Okay. Helmets, how did the helmets look?
Helmets are pretty new.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Helmets looked okay.
They're not chewed out.
Perfect.
We had a couple new game balls. Okay. But,
yeah, we're gonna need at least a few for each game.
But some of the helmets look pretty good.
Yeah. And then were there any uniforms down there?
I think that's what we did.
See any uniforms. Did you?
I don't remember.
I don't think there were any.
Just because if that's the case, that's going to be a pretty big expense as well, because we'll have to get uniforms for
everything. Yeah, we opened totes up too, didn't we?
May have to go back and look for uniforms.
Yeah.
I didn't see any.
Just so that we know if we have to order them or not, okay. Just so we can get on that. Have you looked into the bleachers again?
Was our uniforms for all teams or all sports?
They weren't in that tote that was up here. The only thing that was up here that I had was the basketball uniforms and the t-shirts for basketball.
Okay.
And just like for t-ball and even coach pitch, they can just get t-shirts.
I'll ask Nick about uniforms too.
Yeah, just so that we know what we need. And then we should also look into those bleachers again. I know you had looked into them last year. Mm-hmm. I know everything's gone up in price.
Oh, yeah, they're like $2,200 last year.
If we have any baseball, we ought to rip them out. Don't even allow people to sit on them because it's a hazard. It's just going to be a bad thing if anyone sits on them.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with. We just need to get a price on the new ones, because you would get metal ones. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, so we can move them for soccer, or whatever.
Yeah. Are the ones that are down there movable?
No, they're wood in the ground. They're all rotted.
I was talking about, there were metal ones.
We have one set of metal. two small ones for soccer.
Yeah.
But they could be slid over to baseball.
So worst case scenario this year, if needed, we could probably make do with what we have?
Probably.
Okay. But
would those be for the kids? Like, what about the kid?
The kids still got their hard bleacher to sit on, so that's solid.
Okay.
But the
actual bleachers for the
actual bleachers are
bad. They haven't been changed since I was in school. We're not talking about how long ago that was.
So someone can't sit on them.
Yeah.
Because I think it's an insurance issue.
They'll fall. They'll get hurt.
Yeah.
Yep. I told Dylan that. He said they didn't have any money to invest in the bleachers, but he would help cut them out. He'd take a look at them, and he never got back to me.
Okay, well, we can circle back with Dylan.
Yeah, we'll circle back with Dylan about getting those ripped out, because I'd rather they pay for it than us, if possible. Mm-hmm. Since, don't they technically own that?
They do.
And I know we have like the dirt and stuff, so we can just do the field once the snow goes. Mm-hmm. We can work on the fields. And I know you said the t-ball field's gonna need some work, probably the most work.
It's all brass. Yeah, I think they use t-ball over in the boys one, and they just closed it up.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see what we can do. Worst case scenario, if we don't have a softball team, we set it up over on the softball field.
Yeah.
And then, fundraisers. I was thinking maybe we could get a bottle drive going at least for right now. Because I know we put the spaghetti dinner and stuff on hold until I talked to the select board about the concessions and the food and stuff. I think maybe scheduling a bottle drive for right now, if you guys were down for that, to at least start to get some funds coming in, mostly because I saw our funds dwindling pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. What about the dance also? Is that something
to move forward to?
We can skip the meal and just go to the dance?
Yeah, we could schedule that, just get a couple things going
what I can do, why don't I ask Andrew what dates he would be available, and then confirm that with Chris, and then we can take it from there. Okay.
And figure out price, if Andrew's going to charge us anything, what Andrew it would be.
Price schedule.
Dance Aid.
Yep. Ooh, scoot and buggy.
Just so that we can have a sense of how much we should try to charge for entry and stuff like that. Bottle drive, I don't really think we need to ask anyone if we just use the school parking lot on a weekend. I don't know if we want to do it on a Sunday or a Saturday. I don't know what would work better for you.
What if I've seen Girl Scouts do it where we...
Put a trailer out?
Well, go home to home with the players. And oh, just, yeah. You know, if you got a street, couple streets have... We got 12 players, you know, 13, mm-hmm. So...
Could do maybe that. Yeah,
one each
is...
go to a few little roads, and you know, then you still have a location at the school
where one of us is sitting. To...
Well, we could also just ask Charlie at Snake and Apple if we could set a trail out there for a couple days.
Oh, yeah. That's sure we could do that.
Yeah, sports.
That would take care of the school.
Just lock the tongue up and have people throw their bottles on.
The only thing is, I've watched so many get stolen.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that too. About theft, or a lot of people throw their trash in there and then not bottles, and so then we get stuck with taking care of trash. Mm-hmm. But I like something at the school because then kids can do a bake sale or whatever too.
Yeah.
If people wanted to buy some brownies or whatever, and they can have the plate. Like all the players can be there wearing
uniforms. You better bake sale at the school.
Yeah, we can do
that. Is that allowed at the school, bake sale? Because we're not allowed to make food, but.
This is probably baking still that meeting with them tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk to them tomorrow about that.
Find some way to get something moving on that, you know?
Yeah.
Bake sale, same time, question mark.
Just to get some funds coming in, because like I said, with having to buy stuff for softball and baseball, it's going to dwindle quickly.
No, I knew that last year.
And it was going to dwindle, and it's already dwindling quickly with paying for refs and stuff like that. So we just want to figure that out. So we'll talk to Nick about uniforms. I'll start to get pricing on different ball, like the game balls and stuff like that for T-ball. And
okay.
Were there T-ball bats there, too, or were they just older kid bats? Do you know?
No, I think they had.
I think there was both.
There was both. Okay.
Yeah. They had a T-ball tee.
So, okay, perfect. Yeah. So we have a tee, too. That was going to be the next thing. Just so that I know. And then town meeting concessions. You guys are still good to do that. Melissa said that we should still continue with that one because there's been no issues.
Of course, definitely. Yeah.
She was fine with that. I did talk to...
what is that date? Town meeting.
Town meeting's on March 3rd, I think.
March 3rd? Hold on. I was thinking it was going to be close to March, but...
I know it's the week I get back, like I'm just getting back from Florida.
Like, did you approve that trip to Florida?
Yes, I did approve that trip to Florida. March 3rd.
Hey. How you doing? That's at 6, right? Or, no.
9.
9 a.m. Sorry.
I was like, wait, what, Trevor?
Town meeting. Sorry.
Town meeting. Town meeting.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yes.
You'll be there to help sell coffee and...
I'm going to put it in here. I'm trying to plan that vacation. That's what I'm really trying to figure out what it is, when it is. And
so, yeah.
You got to run that vacation by me.
You can run it around that.
I'll run it by you.
So... Yeah, so we'll do that. I did get the coffee pot. Tracy is going to let us have the coffee pot again. I just got a text her the week before. And then I'll pick that up from her.
Is your mama making donuts?
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
Is she making an extra dozen for me?
She's making, I don't know how much she's doing. Apple cider. Regular. And then Melissa had mentioned if the select board's okay with, like, concessions, maybe seeing if parents wanted to sign up to bake something to bring.
That's what I would do. I'd send stuff around.
But, for the town meeting day?
Yeah. Just so that there's more than just donuts. Maybe someone can make some brownies or...
To the butter.
Yeah, you know. Some other stuff. Just since people...
Make stuff. Okay.
Or donate stuff, whether it's water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know last year we bought the stuff and then what we brought in was like the same amount of expenses.
Yeah. So
getting stuff donated.
So see if we can get some stuff donated from like Hannaford's or something like that about getting cups or coffee or whatever donated. So... Any questions on that?
No, we might want to pick up the coffee, though, because it's that big coffee maker. So either the committee or I'll donate the coffee or whatever.
Yeah. we can purchase whatever we need to purchase too. If like we can get people to donate, like the cups and the plates and the napkins, and all we have to buy is the coffee.
I just don't want somebody to show up with K cups.
Yeah. Like, no, thank you. Out. No K cups here. And then I think that's everything that I had for the concessions and fundraisers. And like I said, I'm going to talk to the select board tomorrow about concessions and how they feel on that stuff. With talking with Melissa, we think it's more if we have things that like people have made or like things that people have donated like in containers, they're probably going to be more apt to saying yes than for,
So not stuff people made, stuff
donated. No, like people can make things, but like not hot food. Hot food, they were talking a little bit about the fact that we could lose money on them because breakfast sandwiches are expensive and stuff like that. So we could lose money on them. So they kind of want us to have stuff that we're not going to lose money on.
Yeah, I agree. It could be a gamble, I think, feeling it out because people always come in and they're always wanting something quick. And
yeah, easy. So like doing chips or Gatorade or things like that, I think are going to
having stuff
available would be families. More, I think, what they're thinking versus like hot food or something like that. Or if we're going to do like a hot food, like spaghetti dinner, making sure that we are cooking it so we know that everything is cooked fully and.
Okay.
Because there's just always that chance you never know what something could happen at anything. So if we know that we've cooked everything to well done, then I think they're going to be more apt than us buying stuff from somewhere else and possibly losing funds on it. All right, so now we're down to 8. Possible guidelines for kids breaking code of conduct.
Well, I'm understanding that that's been happening, although the follow through on like what to do afterward. Every kid and parent has already signed a code of conduct, but in that code of conduct, it does not say what happens with a violation of it. So that should be addressed on what we want that to say.
Yeah.
What with, a follow up looks like.
Yeah. With thinking on it for over the weekend and stuff, I think the best thing that we should do, because every coach is a little bit different on how they handle each situation. So I think if we write guidelines for anything, it would be like, say something happens where one coach does it one way and one coach handles it a different way. We could be in the same boat where, well, this coach handled it this way and this coach handled it this way. Whereas if we put at the bottom of the code of conduct, if you break the code of conduct, consequences will be at the discretion of the coach.
Okay. What kind of over, like, what kind of involvement would the committee have on that?
See, we don't really have any. It wouldn't be on us. It would be on the coaches. Because, once again, we can't, like, we're not there all the time. As, like, oh, yes, you guys
then
are there.
Why do we do a code of conduct then?
The code of conduct, it's just same as for when I'm in middle school. The kids, if they break a code of conduct, it's my discretion on what happens. So if they do something and I sit them, and I just explain to them, hey, you're sitting because you did this. And then if it proceeds to get worse, then we have a meeting with the parent and Stacy and me. And then the kid understands, like, hey, these are your consequences. You're sitting another inning. You're doing this. You're doing that.
I agree with you. I don't think that the sports committee would go out of bounds to be like, well, coach, the kid broke the rules, so now you have to do this. That's not, I don't want to see a situation like that, because certainly the coaches are with the children more than us. But if we have coaches saying, sports committee, kids are breaking the code of conduct, what do you want to have happen?
Or maybe set those guidelines, like she just said, like where you have the meeting, like a guideline's got to say, once you've gotten to this point, then the parents and the committee will sit down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I really think the first step is the coach. The coach handles it, and then the coach talks with, well, next step would be the coach would talk with the parent and the kids and be like, look, this is still happening. And making sure you're explaining to the kids, like, if something happens and you take them out of the game, being like, hey, look, this is your actions. this is why you're sitting, making sure they understand what they're, why they're sitting. Because if you just sit a kid and don't be like, okay, you did this, that's why you're sitting, they're not going to understand. They're just going to get more frustrated because they're sitting. So if you, like, sit them and be like, hey, look, you're sitting for this inning because of your, or in few minutes or whatever, for whatever sport.
I think I think regarding the situation we're talking about, I'm under the impression that that's been done. But the second part of that is when the coaches have the conversation with the parent or with the child, what kind of document, are we just going to be like, they said, and the parents are like, no, they didn't, and then we could get into a tricky situation of...
I think it should go right to committee. Like, if the coach has addressed it with the kid and then it's a problem now with the family.
No, she's asking what kind of receipts do we have saying the coach has talked to the family.
Signed or something.
I don't ever have them.
Yeah, like, hey, we signed the conduct. Now we're revisiting it, saying.
Yeah, they can just re-sign the code of conduct again. Underneath.
Saying that.
Like, and with a new date.
As a verification.
Vacation. Like, so the coach. Because the coach has all of their code of conduct.
Verification.
Yeah.
Don't sign this. Verification.
Well, and not only that, the coaches have all of the codes of conduct. Like, I gave them to each of the coaches. So they have them so they can pull it out. They can write the new date and say, please sign here for both the parents and the child.
Yeah,
stating that they...
I just want something
yeah,
to be
so they can just re-sign... They can re-sign the bottom of the code of conduct with a new
date.
Day,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So they were talked to this date by... Trevor or whoever the coach is, for, and then both the parents and the kid will sign again.
Okay.
I will readjust the code of conduct for the next season, next sports.
Okay.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up while we're talking about this stuff, because it'd be something, is we always put pictures in the town report, so we probably should also have, like, a waiver if the parents want their kids. Are you guys okay with me creating that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because... We know with today's day and age with things.
Yeah.
And if the kid, if the parents don't want the kids to be in the town report or anything, we should make sure that the kid's not in the pictures.
And maybe send an email, because in the past we've always sent a message, like send an email blanketly saying, like, if you don't want your child,
and
please let us know.
Which I'm going to do for this town report, but I figured for sports going from here on out, we could put this with... the packet that we have them fill out at the beginning, just and be like yes or no, so then we can just keep track of who says yes and who says no, and that way we also have it written so that if something comes back to us, we have, well, you said yes on this paper and here's your signature and here's your date, you know.
Yes, paperwork is important.
So and then the next one is,
how does everyone feel about that game? Like, how do we feel that that went? Being that issue, how do we feel that it was handled?
I think unnecessary physical. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I won't go first.
That's all right. Everyone's a big boy. They can handle criticism.
I think...
Well, I'll tell you my side.
Yes.
I listened to the kid, and he told me what he told me. I thought that sounded reasonable. I mean, it didn't seem like he had anything to lie for. So I listened to the kid. He told me what happened. So I did not think that was reason enough to hold him out. So how do you think it was handled?
Well, I mean, I understand that. But you got a kid that's been escalated, that's fired up. If it goes back in, the kids start mangling each other again. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get... real physical.
It was out of control?
It was what I was worried about.
Yeah.
obviously, he was upset enough to do what he did.
Can I ask you a question?
Did you see him put his hand down and look for him to pick him back up? Did you see him do that?
I didn't see that. I saw.
Yeah.
I saw the initial.
Right.
I have a question. So, did you know that Trevor talked to him about the situation at hand? Because I feel like that was a good first step, as Trevor figured out why he did it as well. So I know, like, tensions were high, but we also have to remember that the coach is going to try to do what's best for everyone. And he obviously was having a conversation with the student that was having the issue. And we don't always see everything, so making sure that we just, if you have a problem, make sure you're talking, and especially since you guys are all coaching together, you talk to one another and be like, I did talk to him, this is what he said to me, this is what I'm thinking.
And I certainly can see your perspective of it 100%, where it's like, you don't want any more escalation further, like these kids and stuff, and certain situations, you're gonna have that. You're gonna have, like, the Hardwick game this past weekend where the refs took control of it and were like, hey, enough talking to each other. You know, like, those are those two kids are more apt to get into a slugging match, in my opinion, than the two kids that happened over there. Luckily, I know that kid, and that kid's a hockey player, and he doesn't really, and he's gentle. I went a little later on, I went and watched him play hockey, and he got sent to the penalty box because he pretty much did the same thing the kid did in the basketball game. And they're not supposed to. He was like, wham! And he did. He went right over. Luckily, like I said, in that situation. But if it was the other way around and we're playing Hardwick and it's a lot more tense, it could have been a lot. So totally understand that sense. And like with you, Trevor, like you said, you discussed it with him. I've noticed a couple of the kids, and we've talked, and we've all, I think, kind of see it. There are some, and that's why we're kind of having the discussion of the policy and kind of disciplining and how to not discipline but talk with parents and stuff going forward, because there is getting to that. There was a point to that, like, the respect thing, too, like, other stuff going on. And I think this is a good start, like, talking about these guidelines and setting it up, like, It's kind of starting to, like, I've saw the last couple of games, I've seen a lot more improvement, and I think the communication has been key. I think you've been doing a great job on that aspect of it. But there is good things having these guidelines, because sometimes I want to have a discussion with you guys privately, maybe if we set up a meeting, but just something that was brought to my attention today about a parent at the game in Hardwick on Saturday and some concerning things. So maybe, what is it called, an executive
session? We can set that up for our next meeting, whenever we set that up. I don't think we've set that up, but we can do that, and we can put you on the schedule, and we can make it work for all of us so that we can have a date for...
I don't know if we can if we can set up something right now.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes right after this meeting real quick, and I can discuss it with you guys, and then we can take
this
step further on maybe setting up a meeting or doing what you guys need to do with it.
Do we need to...
So how do you feel about it?
Well, I think that there was very limited time left of that game. It was under 5 minutes that was left. And I think when kids stop playing the game of basketball, the number one thing is it's up to the refs, and it's up to the coaches, and it's up to the grown-ups in charge to know what's going on. A kid openly pushing another kid is a hands down, like, it's a no-go for me, because, like, what if we both know that kid, and thankfully he is a good kid, but if he had pushed a kid like himself, that kid might have jumped up and been swinging, and we would not have had a basketball game anymore. It wasn't like it was within the first 2 minutes of the game. There was, like I said, under 5 minutes that was left. And so then to see him go back in, I think it really sends a wrong image to the rest of the team, as if there was some level of acceptability and not any responsibility about, like, you took the game into your own hands outside of your coaches, outside of the refs, and you just did it by yourself. And it's really important to know, like, it's not the rules that we play within.
But everyone is allowed to go back in with a penalty.
Mm-hmm. And there are.
So I know we talked, and you made it to me understood that it was, you're not allowed.
Well, I can't say for Lamoille County Leagues. I know in, like,
well,
the NBA.
You said the NBA.
If you're ejected,
you're done.
So if you have a penalty, you're not allowed to go back in the NBA.
A penalty is not an ejection.
It's the refs who eject. Correct. So with me, I gave a technical.
Or technical.
So
penalty.
He gets one technical.
Sorry.
He has to exit the game. The team shoots two shots, and then after that, because it's one technical, it's up to the coaches to decide he comes back in. You get two technicals, then that's an automatic ejection. If it was a flagrant, where if it was like you said, if I didn't know the other kid, if the kids come up punching, then that's a different situation. I definitely probably would have ejected, but seeing what I said, I didn't eject, I just gave a technical.
And I respect your decision. I trust you as a coach, and I respect you as a person. That's just my opinion. Doesn't mean that you should have done anything differently than what you did. My observation was with that. And when he even went back into the game, he was limping on his foot. Like, he wasn't prepared nor necessary to go back in there. But that's just from my observation and perspective.
And as for your thing on just the other players not knowing, but they probably all did see Trevor, go talk to him and have a conversation with him. And not everything needs to be said in front of every giant group. Having a small conversation off to the side, actually, I have found is way more beneficial for the kids than...
Less embarrassment.
Less embarrassment.
Even if it's a positive thing.
Yeah. And even if, because I will, there are kids that I know that I wait until I take them off the, until the end of the game, because I know they'll have a mental breakdown if I say something in the middle of the game and be like, hey, like, and I pull them off to the side where not everyone is seeing what is happening.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of privacy.
So I think where kids will also need to learn that the coaches are handling things, it's just going to be, they're not always going to see what happens. They're not always going to see the, like, outcome of everything.
Yeah, they're not going to hear the conversation, but they certainly saw the outcome.
Yeah.
This kid pushed, this kid goes back in. They didn't see
the conversation with Trevor,
because it was handled privately.
So.
Well, it was right on the bench.
Yeah, but the kids aren't going to be like, what's happening? But, so, like,
but they did see him put his hand out, too, so... They see the gesture there that he offered back.
Like he made a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. He knew instantly when he pushed down, he put his hand out to pick him up. Yeah, the kid refused it.
He took his shoes off when he got to the bench. I think his expectation was to be out for the rest of the game.
Well,
and he knows with Hosea, which is his godfather, and spends a lot of time with him, a lot of the kids at Memorial, a lot of the kids in Hardwick, and a lot of times you get one technical and you're done. It's a different situation. It's different.
Every coach has different approaches, and you know that's what it really comes down to. Is there's no right or wrong way, really. It's just everyone has a different way of doing it. I mean, there is a wrong way to do it, but you know, just because you made the decision that you made doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. But doesn't mean that I would handle it the same way, or Dan would handle it the same way, or Nick would handle it the same way. You know, that's where I think we all just have different opinions on it.
I just heard a lot about it, so I wanted to feel everyone's opinions out.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good to talk.
And like I said, I think as for the coaches, if there's multiple of you, just having a conversation also will go a long way.
Yeah,
because I know that it definitely goes a long way. Like, with me and my assistant coaches, we just have a conversation off to the side, and it's like, hey, I did this because of this, and I talked to the kid, and these were what was said, and things like that.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's no wrong or right way. Like, my biggest thing is sometimes I don't think about the privacy, because, like, I've always, when I've coached you, like, we're a team. So, well, I have to say to you, I want everyone to hear, because I'd say it to everybody.
Yeah.
And I want, even with the discipline, even with whatever it is, it's like, hey, I want you all to know this is how you're going to be treated, and this is the way that it's going to go. And like you said, I've had things in the past where I have a kid coming off the floor, taking his shirt, his arm out of his jersey to take it off, and I've had that, like, and the kids are sitting there saying, like, in other words, you're going to really make me upset if you take that jersey off. And then he puts his arm back in, and in that aspect, when a kid takes clothing off, it's a big no-no. Like, a lot of times, it's like, you're not going back in. But in this situation was, this kid was ready to quit. He was defeated, and he was just done with the game of basketball. And that's where I wanted to motivate him and to be like, put it back on. I need you. This team needs you. This team looks at you. So you can't do those kind of things because they think this. And then get him back in there. Some coaches might be like, he's taking his clothes off. That's it, you know. But like I say, there's always certain different little things.
And it should be a coach's decision. Obviously, the committee's not there to witness everything that goes down. So it's always going to be the coach's discretion on how they handle that.
Mm-hmm. And say, we're always going to rely on what you guys say, because we're not, like, what the coaches say, because we're not always going to be sitting right there hearing every single word or situation.
And I got your back. Regardless if I would have done it differently, I got your back.
All right. So I think we're good on that now.
that one.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I have to say is it seems like after that game, you know, for the next week or so after that, it seemed like the attitude did change. But I feel like it's being directed more towards his teammates now than coaches. And I don't, if we've had that talk with him, what, do we just keep talking with him?
I would say at this point you pull the parents or grandparents in.
Or maybe use that time. If you do take away kids' time, you got to be point blank. Yeah. That's what I've always done with these kids. It's like, hey, listen, I want you to play just as much as everybody else. But I can't because this is what you're doing. Your teammates are seeing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And we can't have that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason. If you turn that around, you can have all your minutes back. But you just... Point blank, this is why.
Yeah,
and you're losing it. Like, bottom line, you go into it like, hey, you're with me. We're about to break this huddle. You're sitting right now because of this.
Yeah, and you're sitting until...
I think it worked good in Hardwick when I told him that directly.
So, like,
if you're not talking positive, this, that, you're sitting.
Yeah.
Just keep sitting.
So I think just doing that, too, and then if it doesn't get better, that's when you pull... For this one, it would be the grandparents in.
Yeah,
and I think that would be one where I think that would be best, my opinion, is a committee meeting with those grandparents if that gets to that point.
Yeah. But I think starting with just sitting him and being like, look, this is why you're sitting until you
show attitude around.
Until you turn respect. The attitude around and the respect around and then.
Not just your own teammates, the other teammates.
The adults.
It wasn't just one on that last game, though. I mean, there was three kids that was sitting because of attitude on the past game.
Oh, I've sit some of my best players. They give me attitude.
Yep, it was.
Bench.
Bad attitude can be contagious. Yes. Is the thing.
Yeah, so
by
second quarter, they were starting to talk a lot better.
Definitely.
His good attitude's contagious, too.
So if you make them sit, they're realizing, oh, wait, the people with the better attitudes are sitting. Mm-hmm. Playing and getting more in playing time, so I guess I'm going to change my ways.
And I had my conversation with my athlete because same thing, like you said, it's contagious. And it was just like, listen, you need to listen no matter who's talking to you. You need to be respectful, no matter who it is. Like, don't follow, don't whatever, do it. It's starting to get a little better. Damn preteens.
I put that on him a lot. A leader, and you got to show these other boys they look up to you, they respect you, and be the leader.
Right.
And I don't what like attitude whole, like, you have is what attitude you have.
There's 13 of you, chop.
What attitude you have, the other kids are going to see and project.
Uh-huh. All right, I think we're good on that one. So we'll move to children out in lobby during game times. I've been told that the principal has spoke to kids and kicked people out of the lobby at the last home game. I am definitely fine with typing up a sign and laminating it, just saying no children out in the lobby without supervision of a parent.
The problem with that is that the gym is so small. And there's always...
But there's a point of the gym being small and respecting the facilities. Like, you have kids, I'm sorry, but watch your kids. I mean, if your kids are going in there, so my son uses that little room. He goes over there, plugs in his iPad because his brother's playing, and he sits in there, and he just sits there and watches it. Sometimes he has a friend or two sit next to him, but then you've got other ones. And I said to Molly today when I dropped you off the money that we had mats in there, and one of the home games against Hyde Park, they all got pulled down, and there's nothing but salt and dirt and sand all over those mats because those kids are climbing all over it. And, I mean, that's a safety thing. Like, if I see my kids climbing on stuff, and I'm like, get down. That's what it comes down to. So I feel like that room shouldn't be a playground.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know what we'll do with the space that we have. And you're going to have more adults out in the lobby. And
I think the grown-ups are going to...
But there were certain games where there were adults out in the lobby, and
we don't know if they were their kids.
Right, exactly.
People were saying, like, smug remarks because the gym was so small.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, there's only so much that we can do with this room. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could be in there, but I think, like,
without supervision. Yeah. Without adult supervision.
Please don't leave your kid running around.
Please don't.
As soon as you walk through the door.
Please don't leave your kid loose in the school.
Throwing balls around, that kind of thing.
Jumping off things. Because I did say some things to some Hardwick kids that were jumping off bleachers. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's not do that. Let's not
Well, that's like, I think, Christina, we talked, and I think just whoever's kind of at the gym, if anyone sees, you know, something in there, hey, please, can you go to your parents? Like, right. You know, just if you do, if anyone sees a kid in the lobby unsupervised, yep. You know, it's kind of like, hey, yeah, I get it, you're waiting for the bathroom, but, like, we all know, we mm-hmm. use our best judgment, like, hey, you need to, please, you can't hang out here by yourself.
Yeah. Do it. So that brings us down to other, before we go into executive session, I do want to just say for Friday, I will not be able to help Nick set up the gym. So hopefully you guys will be around to be able to go help him set up the gym.
That will be one of those ones where we'll have to try to get there. We would be getting there been quarter of.
Yeah, quarter of.
15 minutes early to set it up. Well, so they have after school that. Goes till five. So no one can be let in the gym until before 5.
Yeah.
And that's, I say, I think what we should do is when we do that, not even so much coaches. Like if we have our group to set up the gym, because last time one of the coaches
came in
and like it was a sea of people and it was early and it was like, you know, kind of deal.
No,
so.
just to set up.
Because it's just hard because it's 5:30, people show up at 5. Right. And they expect to walk right in, even if they're 10 of 5, they think they can just come right in. So it's like, it's hard too with us trying to set it all up with all the other kids running around. So we just kind of work around.
What do we think about just telling people to be there at 5:15 too? And then that gives us an extra 5:10.
I can send an email out to, Cambridge that's coming on?
Yeah, can't go into the gym until 5.
Yeah. Can't enter the gym until 5.
They will be setting up. They will be setting up, but do not enter.
School will still be in session until 5. Please do not enter until
5:15.
Yeah.
So I will send an email out to Cambridge just asking them to.
Or until you're let in.
That will be a long night because it's all three teams.
Which, and I will stop on my way home. The boys should be playing, I think, because they're the last ones, right? I think they're at 7:30. So I'll stop on my way back and see if you guys need anything.
I took a picture of some little table topper helper where they fold the tables up into a little cart and they roll it around. It was up at Richford, so I think we ought to get that for the stage.
Okay.
That way we're not lugging it so much back and forth. We can just find our width and roll it through the door.
Okay.
That might. Ease up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you send it to me, I can see what I can.
I would. My phone just died.
But yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Do you know how much it was?
No, I just took a picture of what it was, so we got the
information. I can look it up and see what we need.
Matt Warren said to me yesterday at the 3-4 Hyde Park tournament that they had this last weekend that he talked with Dylan, and he believes he's ordering them like 15 of like these kind of like. They're not mops, but like floor dryer things. They're like square.
PA had them the other day. Square. They're awesome.
And they to get the water off. He had them order like 15 for like the community. So he said, let him know. He said he'd reach out when they get them and he'd get one to eat in.
Perfect.
Nice. So a PA had one the other night when I was watching my niece's game.
I can put that too. I can mention that to Dylan in the email too.
Yeah. Okay.
Floor dryer.
Okay, so. I will motion that we go into executive session, DSA, I can't remember, and I will invite all the committee members, Nick Tatro, who else do you, and Adam Pelletier.
Watch the carpet.
Or you can just step in the other room.
Carpet will be a bad idea.
I suck at that.
All right, I make a motion that we come out of executive session.
I suck at that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So, I think that's everything, unless anyone else has any other things. Do you need my phone?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Real quick, let's set up another meeting real quick, just so that we have it on.
My phone's dead.
I don't have all the game schedules right now. Yes. Next week you said was pretty open for game wise, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does anything next week stand out to you guys of days that you guys can't do?
Not the 22nd. It's the winter concert at school.
Yeah, 22nd. 22nd, winter concert. Okay.
That's our practice. We're not doing that one.
Oh, apparently we'll have to cancel that. Sorry.
Thursday's canceled.
Thursday's canceled next week. I can do Monday through Wednesday.
We got practice on Monday.
Like, oh, you got the schedules. I'm over here trying to...
Tuesday's open.
I'm here until 6, so if we can do it, at 6, that's fine, if you guys are okay with that.
6 on Tuesday.
6 the 20th on... All right. Now you can...
I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.